Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning to you, family. Happy June 15th, 2015. Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Thanking my listeners, my archivers, my people who email me. Thank you for being here this wonderful morning. Rainy morning. In New York, it's raining. Rainy, cloudy, hot, sticky. Summertime is here, right, folks? So how are you doing? What is going on? Before we get into the main topic, which is money in the news today, we are going to give you some basics. Well, I'm going to give you some basics. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show has a permanent home. We've had it for about a year. You haven't come to visit. I'm very disappointed. Come visit home. You know, we're family, so stop by, say hi. It's the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. We also have a YouTube channel, which I give you basic tips and everything. I show you garage sales, basic tips on saving, making, having fun with money. Whatever I'm doing, basically a lot of times I'll put on YouTube. If it's something I feel that, you know, it's interesting and fascinating, it's on YouTube, on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Website, thecheapcheetah.webs.com, but all you have to do is go to my profile and you can click on that and you see everything. You know about my free e-books, Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. Also a new one, if you're not aware, Saving with Coupons the Cheap Cheetah Way is also free. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly send you the link to the free ebook. Why? Because we're family and I love you. And we do have books for purchase, which is Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show Part 1, and I know you're saying, when are you going to get to Part 2? I will soon. And My Real Estate Diary. So we have those books. And also, folks, if you don't know, let me let you be aware. You know I'm looking for sponsors for the show. I'm also looking for guests for the show. So if you or yourself have a product or service that you would like to talk about regarding making, saving, having fun with money, then by all means, just let me know. You know how to contact me. We've been together, what, almost 8 years now, 8, 9 years? If you don't know by now, I'm going to tell you. Contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Better yet, you can go to Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. You can contact me there, too. There's a whole bunch of ways to contact me. Why? Because I always want to hear from you. I always want your suggestions. I always want your comments. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is. If I can improve the show or if there's something you want me to talk about in the future, by all means, I'm open to you. We have an open communication. It's not all me, me, me. It's us when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. And on that note, we're going to talk about money in the news. Okay. I was reading a cute little article. And this is true. You know, the article was about if you quit your coffee habit, Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. We're talking about the major coffee chains. We're not talking about the little man who on the coffee stand and may sell his coffee for 50 cents if he still does that. Or, we're not talking about, the little cheap coffee. We're talking about the major coffee chains who have expensive coffees. Like, Starbucks, their coffee can run you between $3 to $5. Dunkin' Donuts is almost right behind them. Like, a coffee can run a good, say, $2 to, like, $4. So we're talking major coffee chains, depending on what size and, what you get. But what I wanted to tell you about is if you quit your coffee habit, amazing things you can do with that money, okay? And they took Starbucks for, but I'm telling Dunkin' Donuts also, right? A cup of coffee, a medium, say it's like $2.25. No matter, medium cup of coffee in Dunkin' Donuts is about dollars and change. All right, so we just say take $2.25. And a large, basically probably from Starbucks, is like $4.45 to $3. Depends on what you get. Now, if you take that every day, and we just say take a medium, and 1 week you'll have $11.25. You can buy a case of soda. You can buy your own coffee to bring to work every day. You can take that money and put it towards something, a goal towards vacation or whatever. That's 1 week. 1 month, that's $47.50. That's, you can get yourself an iPad Shuffle, a big pack of M&Ms. You can buy your books. You can buy a pair of shoes. You can put that money towards savings. 6 months, if you give up your coffee habit, $288. You'd be saving by not buying this overpriced coffee. You can get you some rollerblades, telescope. You can pay down a bill. You can go on a mini vacation. You can pay down a bill. You can put it towards a goal of yours. 1 year is $585 you can save. You can go to Bahamas for that. You can go pay down a bill. You can pay down maybe something for your child. If your child has tuition come, maybe they can go for their books. They can go for something that you really need, like towards a stove, refrigerator, some kind of household appliances. Maybe you need a new heater. That's money you can put towards the heater. Maybe your car needs to be repaired. That's money you can put towards your car. Think about it. And I'm not telling you to give up coffee altogether. God forbid. No, don't give up coffee. I'm a coffeeholic just like you are. I like my good cup of coffee. What I'm just saying is it was interesting that this person talked about this in this article because the simple fact is you don't have to give it up. You just have to bring it from home. And we've talked about this. Take a thermos, get your coffee that you like, take your thermos, make your coffee from home, put it in the thermos. It's still hot when you get to the job. Take it out of your thermos, drink your coffee, you save money. The first week, if you save $11.25, is that how much it's going to cost you to get the coffee you make that you like in the can, whatever, buy you a little cheap thermos if you don't have one already, and put your little ingredients in it. That way you can bypass all the expensive coffee houses. You know, what I do too, if I have to have a coffee and I'm running late, then I usually go to McDonald's. You'd be surprised. If you're a coffeeholic like me, and I'm a coffeeholic, for a dollar, McDonald's makes a daggone good cup of coffee. Now, we're just talking a cup of coffee in the morning. If you drink 4 or 5 cups, that's $5 a day. That's a little bit too much. But if you just need that one extra cup of coffee, I think it's still a dollar. With tax, maybe $1.09. But it's the cheapest coffee going. And McDonald's, like I said, try it. Trust me when I tell you, try it. They make a daggone good coffee. California is got approval to raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour. I was reading that. I say bravo for California. What is our minimum now? $10? $9, $10, something like that? I think $15 should be the minimum wage because even on $15 in California, because you know California is expensive, you're still struggling. But you're getting a boost up from, say, $10 an hour, so it will help a little bit. $15 an hour is great. We need to think across the board for all the states need to say, okay, the basis is $15. And I know what you're saying. A lot of the times, if you work for mom-pa may not be able to afford $15 an hour. They may say, well, that's way too expensive because that's cutting into my profit lines, or I won't be able to buy supplies, or I can't keep running the store. We understand that. Then if mom and pa is working with you and you work for mom and pa and they can't afford $15 an hour because if it's a state mandatory rule that you must pay your employees that much plus pay their health insurance, then you sit and you talk to them and say, okay, fine, you can't pay me this, but can you at least give me a raise that will help me out a little bit? You know what I'm saying? So it's you understand the mom pod dilemma, but big corporations like Walmart and Target and Sears and all that, the ones, you know, they're going that can afford it, they still don't want to pay it, make them pay it. There is no negotiating with them. So I thought that was really good. Folks, if you are selling your house within the next year or two, okay, certain areas like New York, L.A., San Diego, San Francisco, and Boston, when it comes to housing, the housing market, it has shot up so much, meaning the price that you bought the house now has almost tripled. So when you go to sell a house in these areas, you're going to get a very nice financial gain on selling the house because you didn't buy it. You bought it for a little bit of money, but you're selling it for a lot of money. And then once you sell a house, here comes your uncle, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, it takes 23.8% in federal taxes when you sell a house and you make a substantial profit on that house. So what they're telling you to do, and I was reading, whatever repairs you have made on that house, you got your roof done, you got the lawn done, you got the basement done, you got a new kitchen, whatever repairs. I'm talking about, I don't care if you lived in the house for 5 years, if you lived in the house for 30 years. Whatever you do to that house when it comes to repairs, save those receipts. Because when you go to sell the house, Uncle Sam will say, okay, well, you owe me 23.8% because you had a great financial gain when you sold your house, okay? Meaning you bought the house, say, for $5,000, but then if you stayed in it so long, the house was worth $150,000. You know, so you've made a great profit. When you save your receipts, you could say, wait, Uncle Sam, hold up. Wait a minute. Here's my receipts. I've been living in the house for 5 years. I've been living in the house for 30 years. This is everything I've done. So you need to deduct all I've done in that house, which will take away, which will lower your tax bill. Any kind of home improvement will go against the gain that you've had, that you will get when you sell your house. And, you know, I didn't know, I didn't really realize this, but that was, I thought that was kind of interesting. So if you haven't started now, I would advise you to start saving your receipts. Because Uncle Sam, you know Uncle Sam want his money. He ain't put a dime in your house. Ain't helped you do nothing, but he want his money. Go figure. And on that, a word from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist, and you too can have a commercial on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. You have a product or service that you would like to talk about, or you have a commercial that you would like for me to play during the Cheap Cheetah Money Show segment, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and we will discuss it. Now, back to money in the news. Guess who crying broke? You wouldn't believe who's crying broke. The teacher, the Catholic school teachers. Can you believe it? Catholic school teachers are joining the ranks of the poor, even as the Archdiocese of New York spends millions. Okay? They don't want to pay their teachers, and now their teachers are considered in the ranks of the poor. Okay? They're saying that the since 2011, under the Pathway to Excellence campaign, the Archdiocese has closed 60 schools. Excellence, really? The move saved the Archdiocese about $12 million and cost the teachers that much in lost salaries. Meanwhile, the Archdiocese has leased out the closed buildings for $10 million annually in rent. Okay. And they're saying St. Patrick's Cathedral, St. Patrick's Cathedral is estimated to be about $175 million. That's a lot of St. Patrick's collects about $175 million. Okay, that's a lot of collection that from donations. Okay, but they didn't close all their schools. A lot of their schools, when the schools are open, the ones that's not closed, they're not paying the teachers. But they spend all this. They get money, and the Catholic Church is crying poverty. But if you read a lot of the articles and stuff, Catholic Church is making money. They make a lot of money. They help the poor and they do a lot of good work. Don't get me wrong, they do a lot of good work, but they need to pay their teachers. Come on now, And as we know across the board, teachers do not get paid what they're worth because that's a very stressful job. You have to have, patience, and you have to be understanding, and you just, you're shaping the mind of a child, and it's just a lot of work. I couldn't do it. I have no patience like that, but God bless the ones who do teach. And a lot of teachers love it. They love doing it. So I think they deserve a fair wage, don't you? We may have talked about this again, but it does bear repeating. Checking accounts. Beware of accounts that cost hundreds in fees and penalties. Because long gone is the free checking account. If you can name me one bank that gives you a free checking account, please email me at cheapcheat@yahoo.com. Because it's like banks now is like, no, I'm sorry, no free checking account, no free nothing. And matter of fact, you need to give me about $5,000 in order to even step foot in my bank in order for me to even look at you. Am I lying about that? Banks are starting to get really so petty and so they're ridiculous. Saving money and stuffing it under your mattress, starting to look good, right? But then they say credit unions are not bad. And they're not so far. I used to belong to a credit union for like 20 years. My credit union is pretty good, but I could only join because I work for the city. So credit unions are not bad. They treat you like a person and not like, a piece of paper. And they don't go by how much money you make. So beware of accounts that cost hundreds in fees and penalties. Checking accounts could be costing you money depending on how much cash you have and where you put it. Thanks to monthly maintenance fees, checking account fees, overdrawn fees, you ain't got enough money fees, your name ain't big fees, you know what I'm saying? I'm exaggerating on some of them, but, you don't look right fee. Banks be nickel and diming you to death when it comes to checking accounts. And you look and you're like, I have $5,000. Why is my checking account like $2? Fee, and fee. So you have to be very careful about fees when it comes to checking accounts. It's not just the maintenance fees the customers must keep track of these days. It's also the cost associated with withdrawing cash from accounts, paying bills, transferring money, and even receiving information about their account, which is true. It's not just about the keeping the check fee at a certain amount. It's about everything. Withdrawing money, you just get a fee on certain banks. Paying bills, fee, certain banks. Receiving information, certain banks. I don't know if you know about this, but certain banks will charge you to go see a teller, right? Because they want you to do everything online, come into the bank and do everything by computer. But, look, I want to see a live person. Well, we're going to have to charge you $5 to see a live person. Really? I thought that's what banks were all about. You go in, you see a teller, you see customer service, whatever, without being charged. Isn't that part of the banking service? I mean, what is this? You know, I don't know about you, but when I go to the bank, I need to see a person. I don't need to talk to a machine. I need to see a live person, because if something goes wrong, I can tell the bank manager, well, I spoke to Debbie or I spoke to Lucy, and she told me this. If I go to the bank manager with a problem and I said, well, I use the machine, who am I speaking to? You know what I'm saying? Who am I speaking to? Well, I went to XYZ machine and this is the machine number. You talk about impersonal? Mm-mm. Give me a live person. But you have to look out for all of that. And they were saying you also have to look out. So the cost can be, you can spend up to $750 annually depending on the usage of your account when it comes to fees. So checking accounts costs can also vary widely depending on the consumer profile, such as traditional users looking for a simple means of everyday cash management, younger high-tech people who do most of their banking online, and cash-strapped consumers living paycheck to paycheck. So everything differs, okay? For example, the report found that less money you have, the more it costs to have a checking account. Cash-strapped consumers who allow their account to fall below zero can get hit with overdraft and insufficient funds, bounced check fees that add up rapidly. True. And you notice, too, a lot of people who don't want checking accounts or don't want to deal with banks for whatever reason take the money and they put the money in the envelope and they hide the money. They leave it in their house somewhere. A lot of people are going back to the old-fashioned way of doing things because, you know, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, they used to do that. Take money, put it in a mason jar, and dig a hole in the backyard and put the money in the backyard. Okay? And they would mark exactly where the money was. And God forbid they moved and they forgot the money. Then, you know, that's somebody else's treasure. But a lot of people are going back into the olden days where people used to stash their money. Or they now people sometimes are buying safe deposit, safe boxes or safes and putting them in their house. And they're taking their money and putting it in the safe. And they're not dealing with banks because the banks are now getting way too scary. This one's suing this one. This one's doing fraudulent things with this. And they're so afraid the banks are going to go bankrupt and they're going to lose their money. And you know you're only insured up to $250,000. So I'm not sure if that's per bank account or per person per bank account. But it's $250,000. You have to check. But people are like, they're fed up with banks. And sometimes it's just a banking attitude. It's just, it's just not nice, you know? So you got to watch out for fees. And let me see. What else is going on? Because we got a few minutes. And what else is going on? How was everybody's weekend? I hope everyone had a good weekend. I had a good weekend. What did I do? You know, this is my year. I garage sale. I do a lot of garage sales. I love garage sales because you know why? You can find some good stuff if you really look for cheap. But nowadays, you know, garage sales are hit and miss because when I do garage sales, I realize too, a lot of people want high prices for their stuff they've used already. I've seen a lot of crafts that I'm not into crafts, a lot of home decorations. I see a lot of junk that's coming out of 99-cent stores. It's not even worth it anymore, but then you want a lot of money for it. I've seen people's attitudes change over the course of the year. Like, when you used to go to yard sale, and you're like, people are friendly and nice, but depending on what areas you go, you're yard selling in, some of them are just downright nasty, okay? Some of them think that their stuff is like you got the crown jewels and they're selling it to you and they want top dollar. You know what I'm saying? So some of the attitudes just make people not want to deal with you. So if you're having a yard sale this year, number one, be friendly, be nice. if it's stuff that you're not using anyway, just get the money for it. Don't underprice it, but don't overprice it either. If you just, look, I'm just trying to get rid of this stuff, then give people great bargains and get rid of it, right? There's nothing like cleaning out your house and getting rid of the stuff that you don't need or stuff that's been sitting in your garage for 100 years that's just going to sit there and you're going to end up throwing it out. Would you rather get a dollar or two for the item, or would you rather throw the item out and get nothing for it? Me, I'd rather try to sell it first. And if I can't sell it, then I'll donate it to charity. And if it's just too beat up and I can't donate to charity, then I would throw it in the garbage. But you know what I'm saying? Don't just, the attitude of some people nowadays when it comes to garage sale is ridiculous. You know? And a perfect example, I go to estate sales too. I used to. But sometime I'll go back and go to estate sales. If they have something good I'm really interested in, or I'm just being nosy because I like to go in the house and see what the house looks like. We went to estate sale a couple of weeks ago, and the guy had all these old toys. He had all these, I'm talking about big safari stuffed animals that you see from Africa, and he had all these old toys and tin toys, and he had one of a portion of his house, like a 19-style 50s diner, which is really cool. He had once a portion of his house that looked like an African safari with these, I'm talking about these big stuffed real animals and all these toys and stuff. Anyway, make a long story short, the people who were running this estate sale, the company, they were nasty, very nasty. They were way overpriced with their products, and they were nasty. And my thing is, the guy, I guess, just wanted to get rid of it, but he wanted, like, top dollar for it, and no one's going to pay top dollar for stuff that's been sitting around for 100 years unless it's really, really valuable. And then you wouldn't have estate sale if you really have some valuable, really, truly valuable stuff that commands a lot of high prices. You would take it to an auction, wouldn't you? I don't know. That's just my opinion. Anyway, folks, I will see you in 2 weeks. Next week I will not be with you because I'm going to take a couple of days and get my gamble on and relax and just, you know, celebrate my little birthday and stuff. So I will see you probably at the end of June, probably June 29th. Is it June 29th? Yeah, probably June 29th. And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I will let you know. You can go to my Facebook page. You can go to my blog spot, and I'll let you know what we're talking about on the 29th. On that note, thank you for being part of Cheap Cheetah Money Show this morning. I love you. I appreciate you. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. And on that note, I wish everyone a great week. I want everybody to save that money. And as I always say, Cheap Cheetah loves you. And one more thing. If you have any comments or suggestions regarding making, saving, having fun with money, topics that you would like for me to talk about, you know where to find me. On that note, folks, have a great, great week. And save that money.